is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 5th of September, 2016. It's Labor Day, first Labor Day event. On this date, 1882, the Central Labor Union in New York City organized a parade and a picnic, 20,000 workers marching down Broadway carrying banners that said, "Labor creates all wealth, and 8 hours for work, 8 hours for rest, 8 hours for recreation." It's the birthday of the editor, biographer Justin Kaplan, New York City, 1925, wrote biographies of Walt Whitman, Lincoln Steffens, and Mark Twain. He was a bright boy, went to Harvard at the age of 16, graduated, took a position as an editor at Simon & Schuster, which he called a kind of summer camp for intellectually hyperactive children. He went to see the actor Hal Holbrook's performance as Mark Twain and decided to write about him, read everything by and about Twain, and decided to organize the biography as a novel. Instead of writing it chronologically, as most biographies go, he began when Twain was 31. The book came out in 1966, Mr. Clemens and Mark Twain. Justin Kaplan wrote about Twain, "It's too easy to sentimentalize him as the foxy grandpa of American letters. Twain was a man with an extremely dark imagination and a low threshold of annoyance." Later on, Justin Kaplan edited the 16th and 17th editions of Bartlett's Familiar Quotations. He modernized by including four-letter words and rock and roll lyrics, and included a quote by James Brown, "Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud." It was on this day, 1957, Jack Kerouac's novel On the Road was published by Viking Press, based on road trips he'd taken with his friend Neil Cassidy in the late 1940s. And it's the birthday of the writer Ward Just, born 1935, Michigan City, Indiana, known for his novels An Unfinished Season, American Romantic. Started out as a journalist writing for the Waukegan News Sun in Illinois, went off to Vietnam as a war correspondent for the Washington Post, spent 18 months there. His collection of stories, The Congressman Who Loved Flaubert, came out in 1973. He found his subject in that book and his style capturing the syntax of Washington, D.C. Here's a poem for today by Reed Whittemore, the high school band in September. On warm days in September, the high school band is up with the birds and marches along our street, boom, boom, to a field where it goes boom, boom, until 8:45, when it marches, as in the old rhyme, back, boom, boom, to its study halls, leaving our street empty, except for the leaves that descend to no drum and lie still. In September, a great many high school bands beat a great many drums, and the silences after their partings are very deep. A poem by Reed Whittemore, the high school band in September, from The Past, the Future, the Present, published by the University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.